So, anyone feeling stressed these days? 'Tis the season of total busyness when there are just not enough hours in your day to get everything accomplished. And there's nothing to put you in the Christmas spirit quite like a good lecture from John the Baptist. You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Somehow, I don't think you'd find that sentiment on a Hallmark card. You brood of vipers. Nowhere does the difference between John the Baptist and Jesus stand out so clearly, because whatever the message of John was, it was not a gospel. It sure wasn't good news. But if we see where John was coming from, it might help us to put all this into, context. John had lived in the desert. The surface of the desert was covered with stubble and brushwood, as dry as timber. Sometimes a spark set this dry timber on fire, and out from their crannies came the vipers, these snakes, scurrying in terror from the menacing flames. So it was to them that John likened the people who came to be baptized. This particular message has never fit easily with the climate of the season. Hopefully, this is not too much of a stretch, but I think it is baptism that ties this piece of scripture to Advent. And granted, baptism isn't normally a strong Advent topic either. But if you think about it, isn't the baptismal theme appropriate for Advent? Because baptism is, after all, about preparation. It is about promising to lead a life reflective of the gospel, one that recognizes that the image of God is among us in the presence of the people around us, a life that is worthy of Christ because it bears the marks of his ministry and the fruits of his spirit. That is, in the end, what John the Baptist commands to his listeners: you must bear fruit. You cannot rely on your ancestry, your traditions, or your history. This is about your preparing yourself now for the one who is to come. That's his message. And that is what the Advent season is all about. So how do we take the heart of this harsh and mysterious passage and apply it to our lives? Perhaps we can gain more insight by looking into the reading from Philippians, which is the perfect lectionary pairing with today's gospel. St. Paul gives us three things we can do to help us prepare. Paul first tells us that we are to rejoice. The word for rejoicing has the same root as blessedness. It means to live with the knowledge that we are blessed, like we have hope, even amidst our struggles when we are not happy. Because this is the great gift of Christmas that we are preparing in our hearts for. The creating and sustaining God came into our world as a human being to experience and share in the very ups and downs of normal human life. This is the God who knows us and who loves us and who will never let us go. In that, we can rejoice. We are then told to let your gentleness be known to everyone. Jesus' gentleness was world-changing. Maybe if we were a people known by all for our gentleness, we would change our world too. And then I would suggest we would be more ready to receive Jesus at his advent and know him as one who is a friend and not a stranger. And finally, we are told, do not worry about anything, but rather to lift it to God in prayer with thanksgiving. That is a tall order, because our world today is a worrying world. Anxiety is a pervasive feeling. This is an anxious time of year because of the emotional, financial, and time pressures put on us by the season. Since I have previously confessed to being a professional worrier, I don't think for a minute that it is easy to put off worrying. But perhaps we could, at the height of our worry, incorporate the act of praying, simply talking with God. And if you think about it, God came into the world to have a more intimate relationship with us. And one of the primary ways we make that happen is through prayer. So perhaps rather than trying to stop worrying, just start bringing things to God in prayer and see if the worrying doesn't begin to take care of itself. None of this is easy. It takes intentional preparation. It's John the Baptist's exhortation. It's Paul's encouragement in Philippians. Advent is beckoning us to prepare ourselves. May we turn away from the things that deny blessings to ourselves and others and take the positive, dynamic action of turning toward things that create abundance and justice for all. And I have to add that one prime example of living into that promise was exhibited here at St. Paul's last weekend. Though our Sunday services were canceled due to snow, which meant that our annual visit from St. Nicholas didn't occur, the people of St. Paul's came forth abundantly to bring their Advent tree gifts early. When I brought Craig's and my gifts on Friday afternoon, I was thrilled at the glorious sight of seeing the narthex overflowing with presents galore. When I came back on Saturday, I saw that everything had been moved to the parish hall and watched as more and more gifts were so generously being dropped off. Can you just imagine the joy that all these gifts will bring? Advent is the time to repair what is broken, to heal what is hurt. It is the time to remember the work that we need to do in our lives, our spirits, and our hearts. And so we make ourselves ready. We prepare. Amen.